This is an RNZ podcast.
And you're with Morning Report in the cricket. New Zealand on the verge of victory, just one run to win. They are tied with Bangladesh currently at 244 for 8 with 18 balls to go. Now, Australia's national broadcaster, the ABC, is describing a police raid on its Sydney headquarters yesterday as bad, sad and dangerous.
That was RNZ's Morning Report getting underway after 8 on Thursday and leading off with those police raids which rocked Australia's public broadcaster once that urgent update on the cliffhanger in the cricket was done and dusted. Now, those raids related to a series of stories called the Afghan Files 2 years ago about alleged misconduct of Australian troops serving in Afghanistan based on what's alleged to be leaked classified material. And one man already faces charges for that. But that wasn't the only intrusion by the Australian Federal Police on journalism, which hit the headlines in Australia this week.
It follows a raid yesterday on the home of News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst over a 2018 story on the Australian Signals Directorate. The AFP says it received two separate referrals from agency heads in relation to serious matters.
That was part of an ABC news bulletin the previous day. Annika Smethurst's paper, The Australian, was incensed about the police raiding her home, and it pulled down its paywall so that all the world could see its stories about that, like this one.
Several officers arrived at the house of the award-winning political editor yesterday with a search warrant, rifling through her personal items, including her underwear. She was subjected to what her employer and the union has dubbed intimidation and harassment.
And there was more. Sydney talk radio host Ben Fordham then revealed that he was targeted this week after reporting that asylum seeker boats were making their way to Australia, and he cited a source at the Home Affairs Department for that story. He said he was then contacted twice more in the following 12 hours by senior figures from the department wanting his help identifying the source of the leak. His 2GB colleague Alan Jones, who is the station's heaviest hitter, told his listeners that all this was un-Australian because he said his colleague's story was definitely in the public interest, and so was the spying yarn by the Australian's Annika Smethurst.
A story which Australians deserve to hear, that there was a secret plan that would have allowed the Australian Signals Directorate to spy on Australian citizens, gain access to their emails, their bank records and their text messages. We're grateful for Annika publishing the story. And the least the government should do today is saying that will never, ever happen under our government. But that was the story, and so she gets raided for it.
Now, Alan Jones has been a vocal supporter of Liberal Party prime ministers down the years, but he went on to call out the current leader personally.
Now, Scott Morrison, you know, smile on your face, good sort of avuncular, dorky sort of bloke, and we're relying on you. You're the hope of the side here. This is not Australia as we want it to be.
Now, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has insisted the police were simply following the law. In writing in The Guardian, leading Australian media freedom advocate Peter Grester said he's right. But that's only because, he says, Australia's Parliament has passed several national security laws recently that restrict and even criminalise the legitimate work of journalists. The National Security Amendment Act in 2014, for example, introduced jail terms of up to 10 years for journalists who disclose covert intelligence operations. The Foreign Fighters Act provided for journalists to be jailed for publishing news reports which might help terrorists recruit. And a year later, the Data Retention Act empowered the police and other state agencies to access metadata which could reveal journalists' confidential sources, in some cases, without a warrant. Now, Peter Grester was famously locked up in an Egyptian jail on trumped-up terrorism charges back in 2013 while he was reporting for Al Jazeera, and now he speaks for media freedom organisation, the Alliance for Journalist Freedom. And a year ago, Peter Grester told Media Watch why they press so hard for public interest tests to be added to these new security laws to backstop the work of journalists.
It was drafting the law so loosely that it effectively criminalised some of the most important work of journalists, and that's what we needed to protect.
Last year, the Australian news media united to oppose the National Security Legislation Amendment Bill in Australia, which Peter Grester claimed could criminalise all steps of news reporting, from news gathering and researching to publishing information. Now, that bill was eventually watered down, but the public interest tests determined by judges don't always protect reporters from intrusion. When the police descended on the ABC in Sydney last Wednesday, the warrant cited a much older law, the Crimes Act of 1914. Now, at the heart of the story about the Afghan files was one whistleblower who now stands accused of passing on the classified stuff. And outside the ABC's headquarters, while the police raid was going on inside, the host of the ABC's program Media Watch reacted like this.
In 2018, the law was changed to give public interest exemption to journalists. It's not applying in this case, maybe because the offence was too old. But, you know, that's a scandal. And it's a scandal that the whistleblower himself, who has gone through the whistleblower process, complained to his superiors that something illegal was being done, and then decided that because it was illegal, he was forced to disclose it to the public.
Paul Barry's claim there that the alleged whistleblower in the Afghan files story went to the media as a last resort after his concerns were not addressed internally should give us pause for thought here in New Zealand. In 2017, a new law overhauling the powers of our spy agencies, the Intelligence and Security Act, made it easier for people to make a protected disclosure to the in-house watchdog, the Inspector General of Intelligence and Security. But those who pass information on to journalists may face up to 5 years in prison. Now, this has yet to be tested, but it would be a brave member of the intelligence services who leaked any information to the media on that basis. And journalists would also have the added worry of possible prosecution themselves if they were pressed to reveal the sources. In Australia, Peter Grester pointed out that there's no evidence that the reporters who were raided or probed there this past week have compromised national security in Australia in any way. I'm not suggesting Australia is about to become Egypt anytime soon, Peter Grester told Reuters, but what we're seeing seems to me to be on the same spectrum. And perhaps it's time to ponder where we sit on that spectrum too.